Support comes from New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals standing with more than 600,000 workers in education, human services, and healthcare with the Our Voice, Our Values, Our Union campaign. And United University Professions, representing 37,000 academic and professional employees at SUNY campuses and teaching hospitals across New York State. Frederick E. Cole, President. UUPinfo.org.
It's the Capital Connection. Hi, I'm Alan Shartok. Joining us this week is New York State Assembly Minority Leader William Barclay. Leader Barclay, it's good to hear you again.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so let's start with the big ones. The Attorney General, Tish James, report on nursing home deaths last week found the state could be undercounting those deaths by up to 50%. A finding Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration denies. Meanwhile, the New York State Senate Republicans are calling for the state's health commissioner to release more data on COVID-19 nursing home deaths. Republican Senator Cicerano of the Hudson Valley says the Democratic majority should join the call to launch a complete investigation into COVID's impact on nursing homes. Your reaction from the Assembly side?
Yeah, we feel the same way. That we joined with the Senate GOP yesterday and did a press conference calling out additional hearings from the health department. Clearly, Tish James' report was a bombshell. We suspected that the deaths were higher, but we could never get any information from the commissioner of health or from the second floor or from the governor on what the actual number was. And I think ultimately what we're trying to do is get accountability here. It was a tragic happening at the beginning of the pandemic. We think it may have been caused from his March 10th order that he required nursing homes to accept COVID positive patients. And we need to have accountability. We need to have more hearings. And obviously, we want to put policies in place if this pandemic continues or we face another pandemic, that these types of tragedies won't happen going forward.
Well, you're in the deep minority. What can you do?
Well, interesting. We have done something. Our assembly rules allow members of the committees to call for hearings. And if you get a majority of members in those committees call for it, this forces the chairman's hand. So with the Government Oversight Committee, with the Health Committee, and with Aging, I think was the other committee, we put out a letter signed by our members of those committees seeking the chairman to hold hearings on this. And we hope we don't see this as a partisan issue. We think it's a good government issue, and we hope our colleagues on the other side of the aisle will join with us and realize how important it is that we do have hearings on this issue.
Well, Will Barclay, do you really believe that it's not a partisan issue? The Republicans have been hammering away on this week after week. Do you think you've got a vulnerability on the part of the governor here?
Well, we do. But again, I don't think that's our motivation. Our motivation is really to get to the bottom of this thing and absolutely institute policies that will prevent it from happening in the future. And by the way, it's not just Republicans. You might have seen Liz Krueger, the senator from Manhattan that chairs the Senate Finance Committee, came out and she thought hearings was probably a good idea. And in our house, we have Ron Kim, who's been kind of beating the drum on this issue. He's a Democrat from New York City. So I think you're seeing more and more bipartisan movement on this. And I think as more information comes out, hopefully, you'll see more people saying we have to get on board and really get to the bottom of the situation.
You know, I'm having a hard time. I know the governor. I've interviewed him a number of times, as you know. My question is, why would he do this? Why not just tell the truth?
That's a great, great question. Sometimes we've seen in the past where the cover-up's a lot worse than whatever, you know, the initial problem was. And he should have. I think we've given him a lot of leeway. Obviously, when we started the pandemic, no one knew what to expect. Obviously, we've never been through this before, and people make mistakes. And that we understand. But by stonewalling us and not allowing and giving us information, I think that makes it very hard for us in the legislature to do our job. And it does make it seem suspicious that he's got something to hide. He should just admit it.
You know, I'm interested in the fact that there are so many Democrats who seem to be coming out now in opposing the governor on this. And I wonder if there's a sense of get evenness for Andrew Cuomo being a tough guy.
Well, there may be some of that playing in. I think the governor's always, he's never felt a strong affinity for the legislature. We've seen it just with his executive powers. You know, he just kind of sidesteps the legislature completely and just institutes these executive powers. So there may be a little bit of comeuppance from some members that just feel like he's not giving us our proper due. But, you know, whether that's the case or not, I still think, really, in my mind, and what's driving me and I think other Republicans in my conference is the accountability question and then, you know, the policy going forward.
Now, there are calls for the state health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, to resign. Should he?
Well, I'm not opposed to that. I think there's been mistakes sufficient enough that maybe his resignation would be appropriate. But I don't want it to end there, and I don't want him to be used as a scapegoat for others. If this was really, you know, this was directed by the governor has to answer for that. And I just don't want to see them saying, oh, no problem. You know, Zucker's got to go, and we've solved a bad problem there, because I don't think that's really getting to the bottom of the issue. You know, interestingly, it's not just, you know, the commissioner. Obviously, you probably saw that story in the New York Times where a lot of the employees of the health department have resigned because they weren't being listened to. So, it seems like there's bigger issues here, and they need to be fully addressed.
Hmm. So if this question of Zucker resigning comes up, you will be in those who are saying, no, that's not what we need here. We need more accountability from the governor, if I heard you correctly.
Correct. That's correct. So if he does resign, I guess I'm not necessarily against that, because I do think there's been some mismanagement there. But again, I still think it's got to go. The governor has to answer for some of the stuff that's been done.
Now, all of us want to get the vaccine shot. That's for sure. At least I think that we do. I know I do. So the vaccine rollout in New York State has been slow, and it's a free-for-all among those who are able to start scheduling appointments. What are you hearing about all of this?
Well, the same thing. The only good news I can report, it seems like it's gotten better, but the initial rollout was a complete disaster. And I don't know why I have some suspicions, but, you know, he relied on the hospitals to do the initial rollout and not the counties who, you know, have been training to do this, I guess, for over a decade. They're mandated to have vaccinations policies in place by federal and state government. And why we didn't use them instead of the hospitals initially seemed like it was a misstep. But I'm happy now that the counties are involved. And at least the reports I'm getting back from my constituency locally, it seems to be working much better. But, you know, we're still having problems with the amount of vaccinations out there. And I think the governor has been a little bit wishy-washy on, you know, increasing the amount of people who are eligible for it. One day saying, no, you can't, like, for instance, restaurant workers. One day he said, that's ridiculous, we can't include restaurant workers. And then the next day he pulls a 180 and says, we're going to include restaurant workers now. So it seems like this is being done sort of on a whim and not actually, again, based on science. If I had my way, I think we should, you know, vaccinate 75 and above and those who are susceptible to getting the COVID first and then work our way down the list. And that doesn't seem to be a clear initiative coming from the governor to do something like that.
We are talking to Assembly Minority Leader William Barclay. Will, if I can, let me ask you about the schools. Should the schools be reopening?
I think so. I think they can do it safely. I think the policy in place. I think remote learning isn't as effective as in-person learning. And, you know, the schools in my district are back open, and I think they've done it relatively safely. You know, one thing, it seems like it's just a mishmash all over the state. Some schools are open, some aren't open. And I would like to see a better, clearer policy coming out of the state on, you know, what they have to do to open back up. And it just seems like, I know, for instance, in Syracuse, some of the schools are not open. In Onondaga County, they're not. Oswego County, they're open. So it seems like it's all over the place.
Do you have young children?
No, I do have a son who's 18 and goes to Glasgow.
Right. And is graduating from high school?
Yeah, he will be. Hopefully this spring. Everything goes well, God willing.
Do you have any sense from him as to whether or not he's suffering as a result of this whole policy question?
You know, I don't like to bring my kids in it too much, but without a doubt, he does much better in person versus remotely, without a doubt. So I know personally from him, but I've heard from others. I mean, it's not surprising. I find in my own daily life, obviously doing stuff in person can be much more effective than doing things over Zoom or over the telephone. So I can imagine what it must be like for students trying to learn.
So, Leader, let me ask you this. How about the colleges? We know that when they reopen, you get this spate of infections. We know that college students sometimes can't stop themselves from congregating, or worse. And the question then becomes, what should we do?
Well, I think, again, we just try to stick to the protocols that are out there to try to keep people safe. There's risk in life, unfortunately, and we can't just continue to shut down everything at the hope that, you know, no one will ever get infected. It's got to be a balancing act, I think. And I think you're right with college students. They do tend to congregate together, and that's caused the spread. But we just have to redouble our efforts and make sure that they, you know, socially distance, wear masks, et cetera, everybody, what you have to do to try to prevent the spread of the virus. And hopefully, as obviously we're hoping, as more people get vaccinated, the risk of getting the COVID is lowered.
Have you gotten the shot yourself?
I haven't. No, you know, I had COVID, so I'm not.
Oh, that's right.
Concerns me the others. So I have the antibody, fortunately, so I'm lucky in that regard.
Yeah, and there are those who are eschewing getting the shot. Do you think those people are misinformed or not right or are right? What do you think?
Well, everybody has their own opinions on that. I would encourage everybody to get the shot. I think it's important to get the vaccination. I wouldn't have a problem personally getting the vaccination. And I don't think there's been any signs showing that, you know, it's propose a widespread danger doing it. So, but everybody has to make their own decisions. I'm not at this time showing up for mandating the vaccination. But I think for the most part, as of right now, most people who can get the shots are, you know, getting them. So I haven't heard of a lot of, you know, mass population out there refusing to get it.
Yep. So I was trying to watch Governor Cuomo's multi-day State of the State speech. It seemed like it was several days in a row, followed by his budget proposal the following week. And that happened. So what are your thoughts on the governor's plan?
Well, I guess not to be overly critical at the moment, because I think there's still a lot up in the air that we don't know about. You know, we'll see what happens on the federal level and how much money the state ends up getting. My gut feeling is we're going to be able to get through this year, but it's going to be the out of years that are going to be particularly challenging. I think we'll end up getting, you know, additional federal aid from the feds, but that's obviously be a one-shot deal. And we have some structural imbalances in this state that we're going to, you know, are going to come home to roost, you know, next year and the following year. So, I think it's a kind of wait and see where we go. And I'm certainly looking forward to working with him and working with the Democrats, whatever, to come up with a good balanced budget this year.
So, Leader Will Barclay, even assuming New York gets the federal relief money, and we don't know about that yet, are we still in financial trouble even if we get the money?
Well, again, it depends on how much we get. But yes, I mean, we were in financial struggle before the pandemic. I think we're looking at something like a $5 or $6 billion shortfall that, if you trust the government's numbers, is ballooned up to something like a $13 or $14 billion shortfall. So no matter what happens, we're going to have to make some difficult choices to try to balance our budget. And again, I think it's going to be even more acute in the out years than maybe this year. I know the controller said that he thinks, you know, revenue projections are better than what were anticipated. So that's certainly welcome news.
You trust the controller, the Democrat?
Well, you know, truth.
I'm just trying to provoke you, of course.
Trust will verify. I know. Yeah. Well, I do think, I mean, Wall Street, Wall Street has been doing well. And it's, you know, we get about a third of our revenue from Wall Street. So if the market continues to do well, our budget tends to be, our revenue tends to be much better. So, and I think that's what he was counting.
Can we put a tax on Wall Street? You know, there's been a talk about reinstating or re-upping, you know, this transference tax. What do you think?
I'm opposed to any new taxes. You know, you name the tax, maybe not the transfer tax, but everything else, income tax, estate tax, property tax, sales tax, we lead the nation in taxes. And unfortunately, as a result, I feel we're losing population. We lost 1.5 million people over the last decade, and they're now moving into New York because our taxes aren't high enough. They're moving out of New York because our taxes are too high. So, you know, New York, we have 100, you know, what was our budget last year? $178 billion. You have states like Florida that have more population, or Texas. I think Florida's budget's $90 billion. I think Texas is $110 billion. Why is New York so far out of whack compared to other states with our budgets?
The governor wants to legalize recreational use of marijuana and online sports betting. Where's Will Barclay on these?
Well, I haven't conferenced the marijuana with my confidence. I don't know where the confidence is. Personally, I'm opposed to the legalization of marijuana, but I'm strongly opposed looking at it for a budget. I don't think it should be part of the budget. It should be a standalone bill, and it should be voted on whether we think it's good public policy, not because it's going to raise money for the state. So that's how I feel. I think that's probably where most our conference, Republican conference in the assembly, is. As far as sports betting, I think probably people are more open to that, but we need to have a full venting of that too. And I just get nervous with these types of in legislation that we're doing it just for budget reasons and not maybe seeing the full public policy purposes of them, the pros and cons.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Should the former president, Trump, be convicted in the U.S. Senate? Should he be prevented from running again?
Well, I don't know if he's ever going to run again. I've been, again, it's a federal issue, but I've been against the impeachment. I think he's out of office. It's time to move on. And I just think this is a divisive tool if we keep trying to go after Trump. Let's bring the country, almost half the country voted for him. Let's try to bring the country together. I appreciate the current president's words on that and hope he's sincere about it. And I think it's just time to move on and beyond Trump.
So do you got anybody in mind who could beat Andrew Cuomo?
I do think there's a lot of interest. I don't know. It's going to be difficult, always hard to beat an incumbent in a blue state. But, compared to other years, I think the interest is perked. I've heard from a number of people that I want to name who are considering running for governor, and I think they would be very strong candidates. So we'll see how it shakes out. It's tough. New York's a tough state, big blue state. You've got to raise a lot of money. And so that's a challenge.
What do you think of Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I don't know much about her.
And don't say who she. Go ahead.
I almost do that. You know, it's interesting that she's kind of now, the boogeyman that everybody's pointing to. It sounds like she has some extreme viewpoints. But I think that happens on both sides of the aisle. And, we see AOC. Some could say what she said has been very extreme on the other side, the other way. So, I wish.
Come on. It's not the same, is it,
yeah.
Will?
I don't know.
Woman,
why not?
Because this woman's an open anti-Semite, Green, and she has talked about how things didn't happen. The Twin Towers and the Pentagon weren't attacked. Come on. You can't say that the two are the same.
I'm not trying to defend her. I'm not trying to defend her. But there are, I'm not, again, trying to get her back and forth. But didn't AOC say Ted Cruz attempted murder? It seems like there's extreme views on both sides. And for some reason, this Green seems to be getting a lot more attention than I think she should be getting.
Let me ask you real quickly about redistricting. Obviously, the gerrymander becomes very important. You got a Democratic governor, two Democratic houses. We're going to lose at least one congressman, maybe two. What happens now in terms of your protecting your turf?
Yeah, well, I was very disappointed with the legislation to amend the constitution that passed last week to change how the so-called Independent Redistricting Commission was going to run. Essentially, before, every conference had the ability, in our constitution, every conference had the ability to sort of veto whatever plan came out of there. They changed that, so now three out of the four conferences, you don't need everybody's approval, so some conferences can be left out. Why we're getting into changing that,
I suspect I know why.
That hasn't even been answered to, it's unfortunate, and we'll see. It's very tough. Again, I think what they're trying to do is they're going to use the so-called Independent Redistricting Commission as their tool to do redistricting and hide behind it if those maps come out of there. And they're certainly going to be friendly towards the Democratic majority. Then they can point to say, hey, we didn't write these maps. We didn't do these maps. This commission did. And so they want to weaken it so they can ram those maps through there. And I think that's going to be unfortunate. But we just have to keep pushing back. I would urge everybody to vote against that constitutional amendment when it comes up for a vote in November.
Is there anything that the state legislature should be doing to help small businesses, which have really gotten whacked during this pandemic?
Yeah, well, without a doubt. I mean, we've always been whacking small business. One thing we can do is, stop digging the hole deeper with this. It seems like we're constantly passing mandates that are really hurting them. So that would be one thing. We think we could also provide it. We put out a package maybe a month or so ago of different ideas of how to help small business. And there's a bunch of settlement money that we thought could use to provide direct assistance to small businesses. I think it was like $900 million we have still out there in settlement money that we thought would be effective to try to give them direct subsidized support.
Okay, so let me ask you this. The 2020 census, that's going to lead, obviously, to the way in which the houses are reconfigured. I mean, so has it gone well? Has it been corrupted in any way?
Well, that's a great question. I don't think the numbers have gone out yet. That's one thing of a big concern is how we're going to be able to draw these maps based on the population decreases going forward and make sure it's accurate because, it's just the timing of the period is very tough. And I know the COVID pandemic put everything back because they couldn't do a proper count. So I guess that concerns me more than anything is make sure that we have accurate numbers coming out of the census.
Let me ask you this, because I'm running out of time here, but I do want to know, based on healthcare, a lot of calls for the president and others to try to bring through some kind of universal healthcare system. The president probably wants Obamacare expanded. What about New York State? Should they have a separate plan that takes care of everybody, Will Barkley?
I think something like that is completely unworkable. As you know, New York does a pretty good job of providing health insurance to its citizens. I think it's only like 4 or 5% of people that don't have insurance or tend to be mostly young people that choose not to have it. We spend about $250 billion on healthcare in New York. The idea that somehow the state government is going to take over that and not have some sort of massive budget shortfall is beyond me. No one's been able to tell me how they're going to pay for $250 billion of healthcare in New York State by, making full government take over healthcare.
Okay. Then I had a personal question for you, because I asked you before who could run against Cuomo, and you hemmed and hawed a little bit. So my question is, to be a little bit more specific, how about you?
No, I'm very happy with the job I have right now, but thank you. Been a little over a year, been the leader of the Assembly Conference, and there's more I want to do in that job. I enjoy it and look forward to, getting more members in our conference so we have a louder voice in Albany, and that's where I think I can best be of service.
So how are you doing the conference now? You do it by, Zoom or how?
Well, that's interesting you mentioned that. Just like school, we are doing it remotely, and you lose a lot as a result of doing it. It works better than I thought it was going to be, quite frankly. Most members are on and participating, but there's nothing like, having that contact physically around where you can talk or walk around the chambers and talk about bills and, why people are supporting, why they aren't supporting something, which is very hard to do over Zoom. But while we're in this pandemic, I guess for the foreseeable future, we're going to continue to work remotely on that.
Our guest has been Assembly Minority Leader William Barkley, who has been with us many times and is a terrific answer of questions. He doesn't try to get away from them, and we appreciate that very much. So we're out of time. Again, our guest has been Assembly Minority Leader William Barkley. Again, thanks so much for joining us, Mr. Leader.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Support comes from New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals standing with more than 600,000 workers in education, human services, and healthcare with the Our Voice, Our Values, Our Union campaign. and United University Professions, representing 37,000 academic and professional employees at SUNY campuses and teaching hospitals across New York State. Frederick E. Cole, President. UUPinfo.org.